Count of Monte Cristo. Albert de Morcerf bids farewell to Debray, saying he is going to Africa to join the army. Mercedes is starting for Marseille to live in the same house where Edmond once lived. Mercedes admits to Albert that she still loves Edmond. They discover that they will have only 5,000 francs left after their expenses are paid. The present scene is the courtyard of Saint Bernard prison, where the most dangerous criminals are confined. The Count of Monte Cristo.
Look, the prince is cleaning his shoes.
Be careful, your highness. You'll spoil that pretty handkerchief.
He has his initials on the corner and a coronet.
Close that gaping mouth of yours.
The gendarmes have must his clothes.
He's a bird of paradise.
Oh, mon petit, tell us how you get such pretty clothing.
So young and so wicked. I'll wager he's been stealing silk purses in the park.
Get out of my way or I'll see that you're flogged.
Give him a taste of the iron shoe. He needs a lesson.
Keeper. Keeper, I want to talk to you. What's the matter? Can't you speak? I want 20 francs. I'll see that you're paid back. I have relatives in Paris who have millions. I am Cavalcanti, I tell you. I am a prince.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
I want 20 francs for a dressing gown. You'd better be civil or I'll see that you lose your place.
Give le grand seigneur a couple of sous.
He needs a new wig.
Give him a good beating. Come on.
Stand back. Look. I give you a sign.
Mon Dieu. He's one of us. Let him alone. He's only playing a game.
A clever rogue. He fooled us nicely. Put away the shoe. There'll be no beating today.
He knows the sign.
And gives it prettily.
When a man rolls his tongue around his cheeks and smacks his lips that way, he knows his trade, whether it's robbery or throat slitting.
Benedetto, you're wanted in the visitor's room.
You see, I am important. It's no one less than the queen herself come to see Cavalcanti. Wait for me. She'll bring me a cake baked by herself. Well, open the gate and be sharp about it.
This way, Benedetto.
I'm certainly still under the protection of some powerful person. A nice little bribe to some jailer and I'll be free once more.
Go through there. You have to talk between the bars.
Who wants me? Oh.
Good morning, Benedetto.
Bertuccio. You.
You recognize me?
Don't speak too loudly. Why did you come here?
You would like to speak to me alone, would you not?
Si. Si, amico.
Very well. Keeper, I have a permit. We will go to a private room.
Then I'm not forgotten. You are sent to help me.
Out that way, prisoner. And your visitor, through here. You may go into that room.
Ah, there you are. So, we're alone. What a relief to get away from that mob. They'd have torn me limb from limb.
I judge you haven't been in this prison before, Benedetto?
No, the court of San Bernard is new to me. And that courtyard they call the Lion's Den is as foul and damp as a dungeon.
Only dangerous and desperate criminals are sent here.
It's no place for me. These are the thickest, highest walls I've ever seen. Jailers must have hearts of brass. What a prison this is.
We can talk comfortably here.
Why, a stove, table and chairs. It's luxury, Bertuccio. No need to abandon hope for all who enter here. I'm delighted to see you.
Well, what have you to tell me?
You come to see me. You must have something to say.
I see you are still a criminal.
Oh.
You continue to rob and murder.
So, you take me to a private room to tell me this, Bertuccio. I was glad to see you.
Do you think I've come here to praise you and give you sympathy?
Oh, come to the point. What do you want?
Now you are like your old self, the ill-tempered Benedetto who grew up under my roof.
Why all these useless words? Who sent you here?
No one.
How did you know I was in prison?
I recognized you on the Champs-Élysées as you mounted your horse one day. So graceful and insolent.
Ah, the Champs-Élysées. Now we're getting somewhere. Good. Let's talk about my father.
I hope you don't refer to me.
You were my adopted father. I don't suppose it was you who placed 100,000 francs at my disposal.
As a reward for killing my sister, Assunta?
I didn't kill her.
Liar! You tortured her with your two ruffian friends to get her money after she had sacrificed for you all those years. You held her close to the fireplace and left her in flames, locked in that room.
You must be dreaming. I had nothing to do with
it. I have proven it. Never mind. You will be punished. Everyone in Rogliano, everyone in all Corsica, knows the story of Benedetto. Your life would not be safe in any part of Corsica.
I see there's no use trying to convince you. Since those days, I've reformed.
Ah.
You don't understand. I'm a victim of circumstances.
You're a fiend in human shape, spawn of the infernal.
How uncomplimentary you are, Bertuccio. I'm disappointed in you. I had hoped you'd made something of your opportunities. But I find you crude, vulgar.
Silence! If you don't want me to strangle you!
There. That's what I might have expected. For a moment, I thought it might have been you who manufactured the Major Cavalcanti for me and had me introduced into Paris society.
Scum!
I was prepared to thank you. But, speaking of the Champs-Élysées, a very rich nobleman lives there.
Whom you tried to rob and where you committed a murder.
Oh, now you speak of it, there was some disagreeable episode. May I inquire if Leconte de Monte Cristo plans to release me from this place?
Do you think he's interested in such a pygmy as you?
Fiend, scum and pygmy. At least decide upon some name and stick to it.
Benedetto, you have fallen too low. Beyond all hope of aid or sympathy. Your days are numbered.
It's too bad I didn't cultivate the acquaintance of the Procureur Royal. He was at that party at Auteuil. I wasted my time with that stupid Baron Danglars.
And you would have married his daughter, you.
That's why you call me a pygmy, I suppose. Well, it was a narrow escape for me. What a wife. She's broken-hearted now, poor creature. Oh, dear. What a wife.
It's no time to laugh and sneer. I would ask you to repent, but it would be useless.
I've tried it, and it doesn't work, my dear Bertuccio. Heaven made me what I am. I can't change.
Blasphemer! Do not hold Providence responsible for what you are.
Someone is responsible. By the way, do you happen to know who my father is?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Well, if I've got to die, I'd like to know who he is. I should like to meet him just once.
You may have that opportunity.
I think I shall hate him.
Very probably. You have always tried to bite the hand that fed you.
And I have a special bite for the hand that did not feed me.
So, you would like to avenge yourself upon your true father, Benedetto?
I fancy I've done that already. You don't think he's proud of me, do you?
I think you are going to surprise him.
Oh, he doesn't know me then.
He doesn't know that Benedetto, the former galley slave, forger, and assassin, is his son?
This becomes intriguing. It'll be quite a drama when I meet him. You're surely going to let me meet him, Bertuccio?
It can be arranged, I think.
Will you bring him here?
No. You will be taken to him.
You mean I will be let out of this prison to meet my father?
Yes.
Has he any influence?
A great deal.
Then possibly it'll be just as well for me to be friendly.
It will not help you.
Don't be so sure of that. While there's life, there's hope. And as we say in Italy, hope is the poor man's bread.
Don't count on it.
Was your purpose in coming here to tell me the name of my father?
Yes.
Then you have some motive. You want to use me. Well, I decline to be used. I won't meet him.
Now you are your real self again. You would like to be paid for some supposed service.
You admit you have a motive. Perhaps you want to blackmail my father, whoever he is, by disgracing him. Well, it might serve him right for neglecting me.
Oh, what a cold-blooded scoundrel you are.
One has to be practical, especially with the guillotine hanging over one's head. Now, tell me why you want to introduce me to this parent of mine. And what about my mother?
Here comes the keeper. You are going to be taken before the examining magistrate. After all, I don't know why I should be interested.
Come, come, Bertuccio. Whom are you working for?
You will soon know.
Why do you come here to gloat over me? Well, you don't find me whining and begging for mercy, do you? You thought you'd see me pale and trembling, imploring you to help me.
That is nothing to me.
You always were a white-livered coward.
Stop!
How well I remember you on your smuggling trips, terrified of the revenue officers, sleeping in haymows, spending week to do what other men would do in an hour.
Bring the prisoner Benedetto.
You are wanted. Goodbye. When it is too late, remember, you might have known the name of your father.
Wait, Bertuccio. Forgive me. Don't go. Tell me my father's name.
On one condition.
Yes.
You will not reveal that name to any living soul until I give you permission.
I will do as you say.
Send that man out here.
Your father is the Procureur Royal de Villefort.